Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up, last season's UEFA Cup winner Shakhtar Donetsk remain on course to win the new Europa League. The German national team are assured they won't need bulletproof vests for next year's World Cup.
We've hosted 147 major events in our country and we never had a single incident. So we are quite confident.
And the future of the British Formula One Grand Prix is once again in doubt. Let's begin, though, with football and the Europa League. European football's new second-tier club competition has replaced the UEFA Cup, and it's the last ever winners of that trophy who continue to impress, with news of a big home win for Shakhtar Donetsk in Ukraine and the other highlights from the third round of group matches. Here's the BBC's Mark Crossley.
The reigning UEFA Cup holders, Shakhtar Donetsk, continued their 100% winning record so far with a 4-0 thrashing of the French side Toulouse. Luis Adriano scoring twice as they move 5 points clear at the top of Group J. Last year's beaten finalist Werder Bremen remained top of Group L despite drawing 2 all away at Austria Vienna. Claudio Pizarro scoring twice before the visitors were pegged back. Elsewhere, Benfica were hosting a depleted Everton side who were missing 11 first-team regulars. The Portuguese side have gone top of Group I thanks to a 5-0 hammering. The Argentine international Javier Saviola scored twice, as did his strike partner Oscar Cardozo. The other game in the group saw Bartek Borisov beat AEK Athens 2-1. Daniel Maestrovic and Nicolas Arce were both sent off for AEK. 10-man Lazio left it late to beat the Spanish side Villarreal 2-1 in Rome, where a Tommaso Rocchi goal in the 90th minute gave them all 3 points, even though Matusalem was sent off. Group G leaders Red Bull Salzburg extended their lead at the top to 3 points as they beat Levski Sofia 1-0. In Group E, Fulham slipped to second after last-minute heartbreak against Claudio Ranieri's Roma. A rare goal from Breda Hangelin put them ahead at Craven Cottage. Stephen Kelly, though, was sent off for the hosts before Marco Andreoli scored with the last kick of the match. Basel go top thanks to a 2-0 win away at CSKA Sofia. Group B leaders Lille were also winners, 3-0 at home to Genoa, whilst Valencia stayed second despite drawing 1-1 with Slavia Prague. Spanish international striker David Villa was sent off for the hosts. The Scottish side Celtic remain rooted to the bottom of Group C after a Marcus Berg goal gave Hamburg a 1-0 win at Parkhead. The Germans go top. Rapid Vienna slipped to second as they were thrashed 5-1 away in Israel against Apoel Tel Aviv. Sporting Lisbon are almost certain of qualifying from Group D as they won 2-1 at Ventspils. And in Group F, it's leaders Galatasaray who moved closer to automatic qualification as 2 goals from Shabani Nonda helped them to a 4-1 win at home to Dinamo Bucharest, whilst Panathinaikos a second after beating Sturm Graz 1-0.
Mark Crossley wrapping up the key fixtures from the latest round of the Europa League. The organisers of next year's Football World Cup in South Africa say players and fans shouldn't be concerned about security when they arrive in the country. This week, the head of a firm bidding to provide extra security for the German national team in South Africa recommended the squad wear bulletproof vests when they left their hotel. But the organising committee chief executive, Danny Jordan, says that kind of precaution simply isn't necessary.
Our country have 9.5 million tourists a year. And on average, in December, we have more than 800,000 tourists. And we safeguard those tourists. Now, if we can do that for 800,000, I cannot understand why we cannot do it for about 200,000 fans. In any case, we've hosted 147 major events in our country, and we never had a single incident. So we are quite confident.
Carlos Alberto Pereira, who resigned as South Africa coach last year to be with his ill wife, said he'd consider returning as head coach of the World Cup hosts. The post is vacant after a poor run of results ended Joel Santana's reign. Pereira, under whom Brazil won the tournament in 1994, is among the favourites to replace him. The South African international Matthew Booth says they need either a local coach or Pereira to return.
I feel, you know, with the short amount of time before the World Cup, it's got to be somebody who knows the team, i.e. Pereira, or a local coach. We have incredibly good local coaches here in South Africa who are quite capable of taking the team. So I would like to see, you know, somebody obviously who already is knowledgeable of South African football coming in and taking charge. Because if that doesn't happen, then there will be a sort of a honeymoon period where the coach has to get to know the players, etc., etc., and we can't really afford him that amount of time.
Chelsea have asked World Football's governing body, FIFA, to suspend their transfer ban so they can sign players in January. As it stands, they are banned from bringing in new players for the next two transfer windows, having been found guilty of inducing Gael Kakuta to breach his contract whilst the teenager was with the French club Lens. The BBC's Andy Swiss has more.
You'll remember it was back in August that Chelsea were banned from buying players until the start of 2011 after they were found guilty of tapping up their French player Gael Kakuta. Well, it's now been confirmed that Chelsea are appealing against the ban at the Court of Arbitration for Sport, and they've also asked for their ban to be suspended until their case is heard. And because that hearing probably wouldn't happen until the new year, that could mean they'd be able to sign players during the January transfer window. They should find out whether their ban has been suspended at the start of next month.
The future of the British Formula One Grand Prix is once more in doubt after the operators of Donington Park failed in their latest attempt to raise funds to stage the race from next year. More from our sports news correspondent Gordon Farker.
The operators of Donington Park Motor Racing Circuit have withdrawn a bond issue that was being seen as their last chance to raise the money that they needed to redevelop the circuit in time for the British Grand Prix next season. City sources have confirmed that although there was some interest amongst investors and not enough people have come forward before the deadline, what we understand to have happened over recent weeks was a series of deadlines have been missed. The company, we understand, is in breach of its contract, its promise effectively to the Formula One administrators that they would be able to raise the money in time. They basically had 2 weeks to try to put themselves back into the terms of their contract. This money was crucial for them to do that. Tomorrow, we understand, to be the final deadline on this, so it's not looking good, although at the moment we haven't had any comment from Donington themselves.
One of the longest reigns in world motorsport could come to an end this weekend. The 5-time world rallying champion Sebastian Loeb in a Citroen trails the Ford driver Mikko Hirvonen by a point going into the final event of the season, Rally GB, which is based in Wales. Loeb won the first 5 events of the season and also the last round of the championship in Spain, a victory which ended a run of 4 straight wins for Hirvonen. Rally journalist David Evans says neither driver will have experienced as much pressure as they're going to feel this weekend.
Mikko has become known as the Iceman in the Ford team because he, as Sebastian said, he just doesn't make mistakes. And this year, you know, he has driven fantastically well all year. And he really hasn't put a foot wrong, which is unheard of, really, at this level. But I think it's fair to say that certainly Mikko and Sebastian, for a number of years, neither of them have driven with this much at stake at this level. And in what's looking like being some quite changeable conditions, it's one thing to drive flat out when you have consistent grip and everything, but, you know, we had a lot of rain here this morning. We're forecast more rain overnight and tomorrow morning, and this is a notoriously difficult rally to judge the grip and to get everything right. So it's going to be very difficult for them both.
The rally journalist David Evans there. Finally for now, here on the BBC World Service, in this roundup of world sport, to cricket. And an unbeaten half-century from Dwayne Bravo's helped Trinidad and Tobago to a 7-wicket victory over the Cape Cobras in the second semi-final at Cricket's Champions League in Hyderabad. The South Africans, batting first, made 175 for 5 from their 20 overs. Caribbean side were 85 for 3 when Bravo combined with Darren Ganga to forge an unbroken stand of 93 for the 4th wicket. That pair seeing their side into the final with 4 balls to spare. They'll play New South Wales Blues for the title later on Friday. Before we go, let's remind you of our top story in football. Last season's UEFA Cup winners Shakhtar Donetsk of Ukraine still have a 100% record in the competition that's replaced the UEFA Cup, the Europa League. They've made it 3 wins out of 3 in the group stage, their latest victory 4-0 at home to the French club Toulouse. More on the Europa League at bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC here in London.